Is ancient history being kept from us? Sometimes when we look at an ancient structure, we just see ruins and dismiss it, but many of these ruins have a story which some of us don't know anything about. That story could be as simple as us not knowing who built them to the possibility of them being built by an unknown civilization or even aliens. Yes, I know, the alien card is played far too many times by people, especially when we are still trying to find out if extraterrestrials exist. I have said this many times, but it is worth repeating. The Earth is more than old enough to have had other advanced civilizations which disappeared for different reasons. We think we know everything or darn near, but that is just an illusion. Scientists always sound so certain when they tell us about things, and these things sometimes turn out to be wrong, and it could even take years for that to happen. One has to wonder about several things connected with this. If we go back to the time of the dinosaurs, we can find a few instances of human footprints. This shouldn't be. Could there be another reason the dinosaurs disappeared, one which is never spoken about because it would go completely against what we were taught about how old the human race is? Remember when the buffalo were almost completely wiped out by hunters in our West? I know it was before your time, but I am almost sure this historical fact is known by many. What if advanced humans wiped out the dinosaurs? Maybe they were becoming too dangerous and had to be dealt with. I can hear all the scientists saying this guy has lost his mind. Why does this sound so crazy? It sounds that way because we have been taught the human race is far too young to have been around in those days. Since we keep finding out the human race is older than we were told, where will this stop? Scientists might say even if they were around, they would have been too primitive to have been able to do that. Can they really be sure of that? One of the hardest things to do is know what happened millions of years ago. Did you know a dinosaur fossil was found with what looks like a bullet hole in its skull? This has never been explained. For all those people who think there are some alien races watching us to protect us, what are the chances they wiped out the dinosaurs to save us? Some might say there is no evidence of advanced weapons being used on dinosaur remains that we know of. First of all, it might have been kept secret, but second of all, an advanced alien race could have wiped them out in such a way it was undetectable. They might have been able to cause volcanic explosions which would have darkened the skies, causing plants to die and eventually the dinosaurs who needed a lot of food every day to also die out. I have always wondered how long could a structure last. The oldest one we have found is said to be the Bosnian Pyramid. If that is not accepted by some, I think the next would be Göbekli Tepe, in Turkey. A series of temples with carvings which should not have been possible since the hard stone they were carved into would have needed hard metal tools which it is said didn't exist or did any metal. The date for these structures had been said to be about 10,000 BC, which goes against everything we were taught about humans of the time. It was said they were all hunter-gatherers which would move to different sites as the food ran out. They would have never stayed for the years it took to build this place, and not only that, it is so old the date may not be accurate and it could be far older, deepening the mystery. Another thing we have to consider is the fact even if the human race is far older, was every race in very ancient times at the same level of technology? There are tales of places like Atlantis which some say the people there were supposed to be far more advanced than we are today. But who really knows if Atlantis really existed? There are some signs that could have either been advanced humans far back in history, and the record of them has been lost. One of the main signs is evidence of nuclear attack on some ancient cities. When Oppenheimer was asked if the Trinity nuclear test was the first one, he replied, "Yes, in modern times." A lot of people don't know this. He knew about the findings in ancient times of nuclear destruction. The Indian Mahabharata, a very ancient manuscript, talks about nuclear war and the effects of a nuclear blast on people. It tells of hair and nails falling out and the blinding blast. The bombs were called Astra, and were said to be able to destroy entire armies. Mohenjo-Daro is located in Pakistan on the bank of the Indus River. The name means Mound of the Dead. It was said to be one of the largest settlements of the ancient Indus Valley, where many other cities sprung up. It had another name, but that has been lost in the seas of time. Some have said the claim the city was nuked thousands of years ago is ridiculous, but people like the explorer David Childress states the evidence is there, and there is also evidence of nuclear fallout. Skeletons found there were said to be among the most radioactive ever found. As you can imagine, the powers that be, those same people who cover up things they don't agree with about current archaeology or facts about UFOs, don't want us to think this is true. Could it be true, but maybe it wasn't caused by humans? Could the city have been the innocent victim of a war between aliens? It has been said many times there is an alien war going on, which has even taken to our skies in the past. A battle was described in a newspaper from Nuremberg on April 4, 1561. It said objects, some of which were spheres and others which looked like cylinders, were fighting it out in the sky above the city. A famous woodcut was made of the battle and still exists today. We just don't know enough about our ancient history, either because the facts are lost to time, or some of it is being kept from us.